"Wonder what he teaches," said Ron, frowning at Professor Lupin's pallid profile. "That's obvious," whispered Hermione. "There's only one vacancy, isn't there? Defence against the Dark Arts." Harry, Ron and Hermione had already had two Defence Against the Dark Arts teachers, both of whom had only lasted 1 year. There were rumours that the job was jinxed. "Well, I hope he's up to it," said Ron, doubtfully. "He looks like one good hex would finish him off, doesn't he? Anyway," he turned to Harry, "what were you going to tell us?" Harry explained all about Mr. and Mrs. Weasley's argument and the warning Mr. Weasley had just given him. When he'd finished, Ron looked thunderstruck, and Hermione had her hands over her mouth. She finally lowered them to say, "Sirius Black escaped to come after you? Oh, Harry, you'll have to be really, really careful. Don't go looking for trouble, Harry." "I don't go looking for trouble," said Harry, nettled. "Trouble usually finds me." "How thick would Harry have to be to go looking for a nutter who wants to kill him?" said Ron shakily. They were taking the news worse than Harry had expected. Both Ron and Hermione seemed to be much more frightened of Black than he was. "No one knows how he got out of Azkaban," said Ron uncomfortably. "No one's ever done it before. And he was a top-security prisoner, too.